You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my two co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Gentlemen, how are you feeling tonight?
Great, man. Ready to talk some rookies. I'm excited.
It is rookie season. I also have 17 inches of snow coming to me on Saturday. It's possible that we get 17 inches, and this might be my last show. I will die on Saturday.
I'm so jealous of you.
Jealous? I have to shovel.
Oh, I will go to the apartment complex. So I have a maintenance.
Don't give me that.
I have a maintenance crew that does that, so I'm pretty cool with it.
Foss will come from Pittsburgh and dig
you. Yeah, I was about to say, you better send their ass up my way.
I love the heavy snow. Jealous. We got seven inches, and I was like, oh, this is great. I want more.
17 is too much, yeah.
17? I'm going to drown. Much. Yeah. My dog is not 17 inches off the ground. He will perish.
Have you considered dog stilts?
Maybe. Now that you're bringing it up, that sounds funny. I could do that.
It's a big brain podcast. That's what we do here. All right. Well, on today's show, like Ryan and Eric both alluded to, we're going to get back to talking rookies. It is rookie season, so we've got six more guys set to be part of the 2022 NFL draft class that we're going to discuss. But before we get into that, just a quick reminder that this is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We provide this feed totally ad-free, and all that we ask in return is that you please leave us a five-star rating and check out our written content over at si.com/NFL/draft. So we've got six more guys that we're going to talk about, three running backs, two wide receivers, and one tight end. We're diving into the tight end waters, but we're going to kick things off with the running backs. Let's start by talking about Georgia running back James Cook. Cook listed at 5'11", 190 pounds, running back out of Georgia. Foss, why don't you start us off with what you thought about watching James Cook and how he might translate to the NFL?
So I actually really like James Cook. We were talking before the show, like, there's a running back I really enjoyed watching. I think Cook does a lot of things very well. He has elite burst, really good vision, finds the hole well. He gets to it quickly, and he's very, very decisive about it. The thing is, he doesn't look like he's doing much when he runs, because he does it like his when he's at full speed and he makes a move, it's very subtle and makes guys miss open field. He does that while he's super creative. He breaks a lot of arm tackles, but once they get hands on him, they take him down. And I think he's an elite pass catcher. Like, they use him on wheel routes. They line him up wide. They use him all over the field. I think he's that new, like, offensive weapon that we're seeing more and more in the league. Like, I don't think he's every down back. I don't think he's at his size. He's built for that every down role. He's going to be in a committee. But we're seeing the way the teams are starting to open up and finally learn how to use guys like Cordell Patterson and Tony Pollard, these like speed with these guys who bring a little bit different skill set and make them viable fantasy options in players. I think that's where James Cook's role fills in. So I think if he's in a creative offense, he could be a really good fantasy player. But I think landing spots going to matter a lot because of it. But yeah, I have him listed as an offensive weapon more than a wide receiver, more than a running back, because that's what he is. Because he's such a move piece. They use them all over the field. They did a ton of like screens. They'd run him in front, do like little zipper outs and stuff. He's just a different type of player than all the other backs. It's just how he's going to be used. But I like the skill set. It's just how we're going to maximize it. It's my concern.
I just want to focus on the fact that he wasn't used a ton. I kind of like that.
I do too.
That makes me see, like, I feel like it's kind of a little, maybe we overblow it, but like, I like the fact that there's not this tremendous amount of wear and tear on a guy coming in. I think he's going to be most likely fresh. Ryan, I completely agree with the catching thing. He's good.
He's probably he's tied for my best pass catcher in the
draft.
So, yeah. And
out of all the running backs I've watched so far, is Kyren the other one?
No, I was going to say Isaiah Spiller. I love how they use him in the passing game. But honestly, I'd probably say Cook's better because he has more volume in it and more experience. I say he's the best pass catcher in the draft. Yeah.
I'm pretty
confident saying that now that like we kind of talked through it a little bit. Yeah.
His wheel route is crispy.
It's so crispy good.
And he had a deep bomb against Alabama in 2022. It was literally like a go route and he hit it in stride. I like his patch catching ability. Dude,
his tracking ability is phenomenal.
Yeah. With that being said, we got the positive stuff out of the way. I don't know what he'll be as a running back. I'm not the biggest fan of him as a running back. He's an incredible pass catching back. I think there's a role for that.
7 to 10 carries a game max.
I'd probably agree with that.
Like, look how we've seen that in Georgia. Like you mentioned that. He doesn't have a lot of thing. Georgia always has that big back, no matter how terrible they are. Shout out Zamir White. But they've always had that.
A ricochet shot across across the mouth at Zamir White.
But they always rotate a bunch of guys, and they never have that much wear and tear. I mean, look how little they used DeAndre Swift when he was there.
Yeah,
like, it's just how Georgia is. They prefer those big backs and use guys like Cook as a change of pace. So he might be able to do more, but his size tells me otherwise. If he weighs in 200 pounds or close to it, I'll feel a little bit different and more comfortable.
He, not the way he plays his game. His game is not similar, but he kind of reminds me of Stevenson last draft cycle. Like, didn't get used a lot, and surprised people once he got into the NFL. I think that James Cook's that type of player. I think he'll go and I think he's going to go day three, to be honest, if at third round at the earliest. But I feel like he could be that day three guy that actually surprises people and be like, oh, I didn't really see this much as it did.
I feel about him the way I felt about Daryl Henderson a lot coming out. That's like, fair. I really, really like the skill set, but I don't know if it's like that thing to make him an elite player.
Yeah, that's where I'm pretty much pigeonholing him right now. Like, I don't think he'll ever be like an RB2 or one, but I think he could push RB3 and possibly late RB2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we, for the most part, agree. I think as a pass catcher, he's got a potentially elite skill set, but I don't think he'll ever get a ton of use as a traditional running back. I think there's obviously a role for him on an NFL team, and he'll have fantasy value because targets are worth more than carries anyway. But he's an interesting one. I think he could really be a better pro than he ever was a college player, just based on Georgia's depth at the running back position.
I agree. I mean, he's one to keep an eye on.
He could be the Patriots' next James White, dude.
I would be
honestly, it was kind of the first place my brain went.
Like, I hate saying it because
that's the role that I
that it's
when I watched him. Yeah, that's the role that James White, Nyheim Hines role. That's what he is.
And that in an offense like that, that's a low end RB2.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, let's move on to the second running back we have here. First team all name, or first all Sincere McCormick. Whew. This is an absolute fire name. Shout out Sincere's parents. Absolutely. Running back out of UTSA. What do we think here? He's a little guy. He's listed at 5'9", 200, but
he's Eric, what'd you?
Yeah, short king. That's true.
Shout out fellow short kings.
Short kings everywhere. So, look, yeah, the first thing I'm going to say, because I'm not going to let this opportunity pass me up, is he needs to find a way to be a superstar, because Sincere McCormick is just a hell of a name, period. Period, okay. Stop. That's a sensational name, sensational Sincere.
Second best in the draft.
We're going to have a talk about who's number one.
Sauce Gardner. I know it's not your name, but he goes by Sauce.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Like, especially for a corner, the best name of the draft, hands down. Yep.
I agree. I don't know if Parker Titsworth is in this draft, but we could have a talk afterwards.
Oh, I didn't know that name. That's an incredible name.
He's an offensive lineman, obviously.
My favorite offensive lineman.
Now that the positive is out of the way with Sincere McCormick, he's not my guy. Just not my favorite. He is very clearly going to go day three. I don't think he'll even go that high on day three. He's kind of a barrel back. He kind of just barrels into people. not my favorite thing. He can break an occasional big run. My favorite thing is he keeps his legs churning. That's pretty good. But, like, he's – I want him to be good, dude. I really do. But if I had to bet on it, I don't feel good about it. I don't think he's that great.
No.
I sincerely apologize. Oh, I feel terrible because I wanted to like him, but yeah, I'm sorry, sincere. I hope I'm sincere.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm going home. Like he did a few things well. Like he had decent vision, good burst. Like it's weird because he looks like he runs fast because he's short, and his little legs churn so fast and so hard, but guys keep catching him from behind. Like, that's how I don't know if I even believe that he's 5'9". I think he's my height. We'll leave that off the show. You have to figure it out yourself. But, like, I don't think he's tall. I don't think he has good long speed, which he looks like at his size he should for that kind of a back. He's good at running outside. He was good at finding cutback lanes. He wasn't used at all as a wide receiver. Like, anything they did with him were dump-off passes, and you don't want to see that with a back who's small. Being that size, pass blocking is an issue. Running between the tackles and short yardage is an issue. Durability is an issue. I'm out. Yeah. Like, I want to be in, but I'm out. I'm out.
I want to be very clear. We're still rooting for you, Sincere.
We're still
rooting for you. All of us are rooting for you.
You have a great name, great story.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, great name, great story. I did think that for his size, he was definitely better in like short yardage and as a power back than I expected.
Yeah.
That said, the size is a huge thing and he will be smaller than what he's listed at. And I don't think there's any chance he gets anything more than late day three capital, if anything. So unless like a number of things go a certain way, like he, like it's, this sounds mean again, sincere, nothing personal, but it seems like a player that, like he would have to sign as a priority UDFA somewhere, and then there'd have to be like two or three injuries to a backfield for him to have any sort of real fantasy relevance.
And like him looking bigger, like you said, running harder, look who he's running against. Like,
yeah, that's the other thing.
Isn't the best competition. Like his best game were like were Western Kentucky. Memphis wasn't bad, but like that's the best team they play. Louisiana Tech, Texas El Paso. Like, it's not there. They played Nevada, and he averaged 3-1 a carry against them. Just disappeared in that game. Like, I'm just not – it's not there for the NFL. It's a big boy ball now.
All right, let's talk somebody a little bigger. He's a little bigger than Sincere. Cincinnati running back Jerome Ford. He's listed at 5'11", 215, between 215 and 220, something around there. He's I'm interested to see what you guys say because I'm quite fond of Mr. Ford.
Why don't you start off then?
He's my running back 4 right now. Okay. I moved him ahead of Kyren Williams. And it's not necessarily a slight against Kyren because like just film wise, they really grade out pretty similar. I trust the NFL to like Jerome Ford more than Kyren Williams. And I think Jerome Ford is the one, so you have like the top three guys for most people, right? Isaiah Spiller, Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, in whatever order. Ford to me is the guy that has the most realistic shot to be a three down running back at the NFL after those top three guys. I think he runs with power, pretty good vision. He's plenty fast in the open field. Nose for the end zone. I think in short yardage, like goal line situations, I think he's elite, like one of the best in this draft. I think, you know, him, Spiller, Hall, put them all in that same conversation. But I really liked watching him. He's a pretty good pass catcher. He could stand to get a little bit better as a pass protector, but he's good enough to be out there and do it. I like Jerome Ford to have at least a shot to carve out like a semi, something resembling like a workhorse role for an NFL team.
Ryan, you can go.
Yeah. I like Jerome Ford. He, right so far, he's tied for my 5th in my film grades. Like, so, thought some guys left. But like, I agree with what he said. He's good run between the pass. He found his ability to find cutback lanes and like holes in the line were fantastic. Like, he has really good vision. That was exciting to me. I thought he had a really good hands. He just wasn't used like in really creative ways. Like, they just kind of used them on screens and like quick little outs and stuff. Like, so they didn't really use him in flares. Like, they didn't use him outside of that. But when the ball was to him, he caught it. And he was able to turn and make plays and look smooth doing it and look athletic doing it. So that's a positive. He showed you durability with all his attempts. He has a lot of upside here. He has three down potential in the NFL. He may not ever be like a superstar, but he could be a starting running back, which means RB2, which means you're starting him. Like, I have him in the same film grade as James Cook, but I think he could be a better fantasy role.
I definitely thought he was the better of the three running backs we watched today. That goes without saying. Like Ant brought it up, I thought he has ideal size and speed combo for the NFL. They like that style of running back. My problem, and this is quelled a bit because Ant, like you said, I think he's very good in short yardage situations. There's some multiple times against Alabama where he's like, I need a yard, I'm getting a yard. I need 3 yards, I'm getting 3 yards. Mm-hmm. Like that, he definitely has that in him. My problem with the speed guys, because he's definitely, his bread and butter is that he's fast as all, you know what I'm gonna say. Like, he is very good in the open field. He runs away from people. My problem with the speed guys is, and you guys brought it up earlier with the competition, he looks fast against that competition. How fast does he look once he gets to the NFL? I guess we can answer that with his 4.3 or 40 times.
I legit didn't think he was that fast.
Oh, I thought he blazed.
See, I really thought there
were runs where he blazed by people.
I think when he gets to the second level and really like gets through that last guy, like got a man he can run away from some guys.
Yeah, I think his his long speed's fine, but like I didn't think he needs a little bit of a runway. It felt like
he's got to get a little head of steam.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he gets up to top speed as fast as some other guys.
He doesn't have that burst.
The acceleration is what we're looking for.
Yeah, the acceleration. Yeah. That's a knock. Like, it's hard. It's not easy to get a runway in the NFL, man.
Yep.
It's not easy at all. Those holes are small.
Also, the point I was basically trying to make here, I think these speed guys they're the boom and bust guys for me. Yeah. Those are the guys I look at where I'm like, okay, well, he's a speed demon. We're going to deal with that. I always prefer the guys like either you could catch or you're a guy that's like a bulldozer. I think there's one of two. When you're a speed guy like Chris Johnson and all them, you need to be speed. And I would like to see that hold up at the NFL level. If it doesn't hold up, then I don't think he'll reach that potential that we could see for him. If it does hold up, oh boy, I definitely could see him being the best running back from this draft class.
Yeah.
So I like Jerome Ford.
It will be interesting to see what he runs.
Yeah. What he runs, where he lands, he's definitely one to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
I'm throwing the hat. I bet he runs in 4.5s.
Oh, if he runs,
In the 4.5s, people will lose their minds probably bigger than they did when Chuba ran that disappointing time a season ago.
That'd be real bad if he ran in the 4.5s.
I think people honestly they shouldn't be, but I think they'll be like off or disappointed even like mid 4.4s. Like, I think people are going to expect low 4.4s or high 4.3s.
I'd be fine with 4.4s. If he runs above or below a 4.5, I'm in.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, I would worry a little bit.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, let's talk tight end. We haven't talked to any incoming tight ends. We
avoid tight end at all costs at this show.
Hey, don't lump me in to your twos' tight end propaganda. I don't like it. I like tight ends.
Okay, I think we all might love Trey McBride though. So, Boss, why don't you kick us off on Trey McBride, the Colorado State tight end, who's the talk of the town at the position.
I love Trey McBride. Like, I think he has elite big playability at the position. He's a mismatch nightmare. Like, he's too big for he's too big for safeties, way too fast for linebackers. He's good speed, he has good route separation. He's a beast in contested catches. He tracks deep balls well. His field awareness really sticks out. Like when he faces zone, he's so good at finding openings in it to get wide open. I think he's the whole package is receiving back. As a receiving tight end, like he's that kind of offensive weapon the NFL teams are looking for, because they can get a little bit smaller and a guy who's athletic and can make plays. And I love that in Trey McBride. Like, I'm a big fan of his game. I think he's going to be make an NFL team really happy in like the terms we're seeing, like Dawson Knox and some of these other young athletic tight ends show up lately.
Go ahead, Eric.
You said my comp.
I 100% stole that from you. I feel bad for stealing your thunder on it.
Hey man, if it's a good comp, it's a good comp.
It's a great comp. I really like it.
All I saw, I want to preface this because when I scouted Dawson Knox, it was very clear that he was a little raw. Like he didn't have a lot of production at Ole Miss, but like NFL Dawson Knox, Trey McBride at Colorado State, they're the same player.
I honestly kind of feel about him coming out the way I felt about Mark Andrews.
Well, that's good.
Like I really like the skill set, man. There's not a single thing he's bad at.
I would probably agree.
He's good across the board. Like he's so well rounded.
You can go.
All I was gonna say is because I agree. I think he doesn't have like a glaring deficiency. He's got a little bit of that like nasty George Kittle in him too. Like he's a mean boy. I love that. Like he is a very good blocker. Like he's down to throw that weight around a little bit out there. So I like that he's one of these complete guys. Not that it's bad if you have, you know, one of these move just pass catching tight ends, but he could do all of it.
I am glad you brought up the nasty, because I literally wrote it down. Like he's got some nasty in him.
He's a mean guy out there.
He trash talked quite a bit after every catch.
Yeah.
And every time I saw it, I'm like, this guy's going to be good in the NFL. He's got the mentality.
I love me some trash talking.
Yeah, he fits the mold of a good tight end. And the biggest thing is his receiving ability is going to put him in line right away. He'll be in line right away to produce. That's good. Teams, I think we're all – Ryan, you're on board with this team, right? We're on board with getting him to this team, the Jets.
Get him, baby.
Good.
By any means necessary.
I love him.
He would be the best thing to happen to Zach Wilson. Like we talk about a wide receiver in the first round before the show every single episode, every single day, every single Wednesday night, Tuesday night, whatever night David says. We talk about that every week. Is getting you guys a wide receiver. I think getting him is more important because these young QBs need that, and he has that skill set where they can grow up together and learn together, like just bond, and it'd be perfect.
Yes, sir.
Like that trifecta of Wilson, him, and Elijah Moore. My God, it'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd really start building something out there. And young quarterbacks, good tight ends. Please, football gods, please.
Look at almost all the really good quarterbacks right now in the league, like the younger guys. They all have that go to tight end. You have Kelce Mahomes, you have Knox and Allen, you have Andrews and Lamar. Kyler Murray started to even throw to Zach Ertz once he got himself a tight end. They had receivers. Like, it's important, man.
Yeah, I agree.
The other team that I would like him to go to, I'm sorry, Ant, you're probably not going to like this a little as much, but Jacksonville. I'll give him to Lawrence.
Yeah.
Oh my God, give him to Lawrence. That would work. That would do.
Give him to any young quarterback. Like, I want him with a young QB.
Yeah, any one of these young quarterbacks that needs another weapon, like, I'm fine with it.
Wherever Kenny Pickett goes, send him with Kenny Pickett. Like, whatever. Just get him with a young QB who needs that big body guy to trust.
Yeah, I guess the Giants will need a tight end. That'll work.
Giants need everything. That's fine.
Say they don't need everything. Like, obviously, without knowing landing spots, say just on talent alone. Assume tight end premium scoring. Earlier or later is how soon you would want, like, based on how early you'd like to take him in rookie drafts than, like, the 206.
I'd probably take
early second.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I feel good about him.
Because, like, once the running back, like, the top 3 to 4 running backs are gone, wide receiver so deep, you might be able to pull somebody just as good in the third round as the second. So yeah, I'd be cool with that. Like early second, early to mid second. Like that I feel like that 204 to 208 range is a sweet spot.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think you can make the argument as early as like 202 or 203, but yeah, I think somewhere in that run. It's interesting because I'm not trying to justify or say he's the same prospect Pitts was, but it's like Pitts came along, we got so excited, and now like just a normal good tight end prospect feels so much less exciting than that.
Yeah.
But I think early second round is right.
Oh my God, you know where I want him to land.
Where?
Chargers.
That would also be fun.
Oh my God. Give Justin Herbert a real tight end. I mean, Jared Cook did great this year, but oh my God.
Where did the Chargers pick in round one? What is it, like 18? 17?
I'll look. I have it up.
Mike
Williams, 17.
17. Mike Williams is a free agent.
Yeah.
Give Herbert Drake London.
Yeah, that'll work too.
That's I've struggled with landing spots for Drake London, which is weird because I really do like him, but send him to LA. I'm sure he'll be good then.
All right, let's wrap things up with the two wide receivers we talked about or watched this week. Let's start with Kentucky's wide receiver, Wandale Robinson. Eric, you got to kick us off with the Wandale.
That is definitely.
I know this is your guy.
I have a major soft spot for Wandale Robinson.
Wandale Robinson is 2021's Tutu Atwell. No, I'm just kidding.
No!
Meant for how much we loved him.
Oh, my. Listen, man. Listen, I love Tutu's name, but that's all I like about Tutu Atwell. No.
Wow. Wandale shot Robinson across the bow at Tutu now.
First, I know.
They came for Zamir White. Then they came for Tutu Atwell.
Hey, man, you brought up Tutu Atwell. I'm not. Oh, man. I'm loading the clip for that one. If you're bringing that out here, no. Wandale Robinson can play football. Tutu Atwell is
he's a football player. Yes,
he's a football player.
He was a third round pick.
Tutu Atwell was
second round pick.
See, this is why the Rams trade all their picks. This is to avoid
they're not good at it.
Yeah. Oh God, you had to bring up Tutu, man. I don't feel good about that.
Rails.
Dude, pray God he's coming back.
No. Back to Wandale.
He was pick 57.
Who?
Tutu.
57th overall.
57th overall?
Yeah.
Oh, McVay. Yikes. This is literally why they don't draft. That's it's why. True. Holy crap. Stop. Way too off track
for a player where you're excited about. I'm sorry.
Wandale Robinson. Actually good at football. Yak King. I don't apply that tag often. He is a yards after catch king. He has one cut ability, dude. Makes people look so bad, and I love that. I expect him to run in like the 4.4, 4.5 range, which is great. I think his separation is good. He's got great vision when running with the football. I love how he sets up blocks too when he's taking screens. I mean, he just dominated. Every single clip I watch, he dominated. I'm very in on Wandale Robinson. I'm also very positive that he's not going to go round one. I'm expecting him to go round two. And if he goes round three, good God almighty, he's going to be a problem for a team. That guy will work out well somewhere. I'm very in love with Wandale Robinson. I don't know where I have him ranked yet. I haven't ranked all my wide receivers yet, but he's going to be high. He will be probably close to top five.
Wow. All right. Okay.
All right, Foss, give us your Wandale thoughts, and then we'll wrap things up with our last guy.
I'm coming to be a little not as positive. I'm going to start out saying I really, really like Wandale Robinson. I think he's a very exciting player. He brings some really cool stuff. Like you said, his short area quickness is elite. Like you said, like his ability to make guys miss in open field is great. When guys touch him, though, he goes down. Like he doesn't really break many tackles. Like, it's so weird with like a yak perspective because he's great if he has that open field, but if there's any group, he's not breaking any tackles. Obviously, really good speed. He's an elite big play player. Like, he's going to break big plays. He's going to drop them 40-yard touchdowns in the league. He's going to do that. I think he plays really tough. I think he has good pacing on his routes. I thought his release was pretty bad at the line of scrimmage. When guys got his hand on their hands on him, he kind of disappears a little bit there. He's non-existent in jump ball situations. They just didn't do it with him. I think he's a slot wide receiver, like an offensive weapon. I think he's an offensive weapon. Like, I feel he's the wide receiver version of James Cook. Like, they got to, like, move him around the field. They have to create – I think you have to create situations for him to succeed in majority of cases and, like, manufacture plays for him, which is, well, it's great. But I think there's some holes in his game where he can't just do it on his own every time.
The one thing I will say is that to what you just said, Ryan, I don't think he is Debo, but I think he's a player that can, you know, take some handoffs.
He does Debo things.
Yeah, get him involved in a variety of ways. Not saying they're the same player, but I think somebody will look at him this year like, oh, he could be my version of that. So yeah, I do think
he'll get, offensive weapon.
Yeah, I do think he'll get that probably round two selection.
You know who I thought about? Isaiah McKenzie, the way Buffalo uses him.
Yeah.
That,
well, when they because he want to use him.
It might have been because it was a few days off. Like, when they actually wanted to use him, like, that's why I think Wandale Robinson's role is.
All right, we got a couple minutes. Let's wrap things up with Penn State's Jahan Dotson. I'll say I like Jahan Dotson a lot more than I expected to. Not that I expected to dislike him, but it's fun tape. He never gets helped out by Penn State's quarterback situation and consistently makes fantastic grabs. He's got great hands, a bigger catch radius than somebody should for his size. I think he's got some Elijah Moore, some Brandon Cooks in him. He's one of these slightly shorter guys, but he plays outside wide receiver. He does not need to be a slot receiver at the next level. He can play outside receiver. He's really good on the boundary, actually. He runs really good routes. I think an NFL team is going to love him. I think size aside, he fits the mold of this new kind of modern day NFL. I think he could be a really productive receiver at the next level. And there's not a lot I don't like about him. I mean, okay, he's not the best blocker, but pretty good at most everything else. There wasn't a lot that I wanted to poke holes in when I watched him. You know, contested catches aren't really his game, but he makes up for it in a variety of ways. He doesn't need to be that guy for me.
Yeah, he's fine at contested. Like, he's good at it.
He's not spectacular. You know, exactly.
But his hands are elite. Like, his hands catches everything. It's super glue on them. He makes, like, every game he made a catch, it just drops your jaw because his quarterback play was so terrible. Yeah, I agree with that. I love him. I think he's a good route runner. I think he's a big play threat. He's good yards after catch. His ball track on deep ball is great. He's going to be a really good football player. I think he's a great wide receiver, too, for a team. And I think he'd be a high-volume guy.
Penn State, where the hell are you pulling these people out of? Because this is another guy that's just going to test absurdly at the combine.
And why can't you get somebody to throw it to him?
Yeah, that's another thing. Find a quarterback. What are we doing here? It's easier said than done to find a quarterback.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what his vertical jump is because he's only like, what, 5'11", is he?
Yeah. He's got a 40-inch vertical.
I don't know what the record is for 40-inch or the vertical for 5'11 guys, but like he's breaking that record is what's going to happen. He is, like you guys said, besides hands, Ryan, I may agree with that his hands could be elite. I don't think there's anything mostly elite about him, but he just does everything extremely well. Like, he's a guy that my final note on the report was just, you can do a lot worse than Jahan Dotson in your receiving room. He'll go round two. Like you said, I prefer him as a two, and he'll be a very, very good wide receiver for some team.
NFL record's 46 inches.
46? He's jumping 58. I don't even know if that's possible, but that's the first number that came to mind. And
we believe in you, John.
There we go. We got a 5'11" receiver from back in the day, 45 inches. Chris Chambers.
Is that the record?
I don't know if it's the record. It's the third best ever.
All right. We're calling that the record, John. 45 is the number to beat. We believe in you.
Oh, so the guy with the actual record isn't 5'11".
No, he's 6'1".
No.
He's out.
The record is 45 then. Okay. Jahan Dotson is jumping higher than 45.
45. Yeah, 45 and a half.
That is going to happen. No. 58 and a half is what we'll say. We'll put that down. I don't know if anybody's ever jumped 58 and a half inches off the ground, but if it were to happen,
Mr. Johnson does. Yep. All right. Well, that seems like an appropriate place to end. So on that note, thank you for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We'll be back with more of the Dynasty Draft Room next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends on the Prospect Profits to keep you up to date on everything you need to know about the NFL draft and all the prospects headed towards the NFL. And we'll be back next week.
Later, taters.